This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
And Dana, as I discussed with Kellyanne Conway, Steve Bannon, in an interview with, interestingly enough, the New York Times, went a lot further. Keep our mouths shut. Zero integrity, zero intelligence. Does this make sense from the White House's point of view?
Well, it does, because I think that they have effectively used the media against the Democrats, right? So they were able to say to their base, we have an enemy in the media, and the base agreed, and so it helps them a little bit. But I do think that so Steve Bannon's quote is very quotable, and it's pretty. I can understand why a journalist would be offended by it. But the second part of it was, just give us a shot here. And I think what Kellyanne said about the underreporting is some of the good policies that they're doing, or the problems that they're trying to solve. I mean, I've done media relations for a long time, and as a Republican, it would be very frustrating. But the thing is also this. Human beings are always going to try to eat dessert first. If you keep feeding them sugar, they're going to go with the sugar. So if you give them something to cover that is process-oriented, or is a tweet that seems a little off,
the size
they'll cover
of the inaugural crowd, or the 3 million people voted.
They'll always do that. So I sort of feel like if you can just serve the meat and potatoes, I guess you'd call that message discipline, then you won't have so much of the sugar that is running, because everyone's on a sugar high.
And I think it's important to note, though, Kellyanne talked about us not wanting to cover policy. On Friday, the president signed this order on refugees. It took 2 hours for the White House to give us the order.
Right.
It took several more hours to get the list of countries from them that this would actually impact. And then it took another full day to get an actual briefing on the details. We are desperate to cover the policies that this president is implementing. The White House, though, is not helping us do that.
Let me bring...
But, you know, what's coming out here, and I think what Dana Perino is pointing out, look, when you have this adversarial relationship, Scott, between the White House and the media, and it's like, okay, you know, people need to understand, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, the media, they're more than leaning left. I mean, they are just left. I mean, there's no lean about them. So anything the president says, you know, is not going to work. But he's got to figure out how to make it work. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's done this before. It's a little, you know, he's got to make some adjustments, because he's not a reality TV host anymore. He's the president of the United States. So, hey, put on a crash helmet and understand that that goes along with the job. It has been, you know, just like, you know, the Arabs and the Jews, you know, welcome to, you know, to controversy. And the media is not going to support a conservative viewpoint. All you can do is stay focused on the truth. Get your message out there. Be disciplined, as Dana Perino said. You know, you've got to have that message discipline. And, you know, Trump's a smart enough guy. He can figure this out. But he needs to be able to access the media and use it to his benefit. And being in control of the bully pulpit, as they say, puts him in a enviable position and in a power position. He doesn't need to relinquish that power. It's much the same way that, a police officer, when they pull you over for a ticket, Scott, they don't have a big discussion with you. They just say, here's the ticket, sign, right? They sit in their established position of authority. And I believe this is what Donald Trump and his administration needs to do. I think it's fine. You know, have Steve Bannon go out there and hit the media in the mouth once in a while, or do whatever. And, you know, Kellyanne Conway, wow, I was so impressed how articulate she was in her conversation with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday. I mean, Chris finally just, he had to surrender and just sit back and go, well, and after it was all said and done, all he can say was, hey, you didn't, what was it, put me in my place or something to that effect, because Kellyanne had said that she had to really call, you know, one of the reporters out because of the way they were misrepresenting her communication and, you know, the Trump storyline. And that's fine. You know, I think that's fine, too. But she had really quieted Chris Wallace. That was quite charming. But she did a great job in presenting the case. And that's what we need to understand. There's a difference.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, before we can help anybody else, we got to make sure that, hey, we're strong and we're standing strong and we know what it is that we're standing. I mean, let's face it, for the last, I don't know, at least last decade, if not more than that, America has lost its sense, its anchoring, its moorings, and it is confused. And, you know, what we need to do right now, what reasonable people, and that's not to say just because you're confused that you're unreasonable, but let's just, you know, let's try and let's try and get control of this insanity here and be reasonable and think about what the end game is all about. Whether we're talking about, you know, this supposedly Muslim ban, which is really, you know, no, that's what the media would say, because that's the narrative. That's what fits for them. But it's more a moratorium. And I want to bring Dan Perkins on right now and have this conversation with him. Dan is a registered investment advisor with over 40 years of investment experience, investing in all asset classes all over the world. Energy has been a core investment for Dan and his clients for the last 25 years. Dan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Mr. Ambassador. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Dan says, Mr. Ambassador, just so you understand, our involvement and partnership with Songs and Stories for Soldiers is something we're very proud to be associated with. It is a 501c3 nonprofit trying to help vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, right, and suicide. And you can go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us for more information. If you want to help out, by all means, we welcome you on the team and appreciate whatever you can do. But Dan and his wife have just done an outstanding job. And we're committed to coming along, you know, the organization to help our soldiers who are dealing with PTSD and some very tough things. And what Songs and Stories for Soldiers is providing has gone a long way. And the anecdotal testimonials are outstanding and heartwarming, Dan. I'm really excited by those.
Well, it's wonderful to have somebody of your caliber, both your moral commitment, your financial commitment, and giving us some time on your show. I really appreciate it.
Well, Dan, I want to talk a little bit about this Muslim moratorium that everybody's freaking out over. You know, I think I heard David French said 12% of the Muslim nations involved here. So we're talking a minority number. We're also talking nations that, as one doctor, a British doctor, physician, a Muslim herself who says that her religion has been hijacked. She cites that these states that are involved here in this moratorium are either failing, and most failed states like Somalia, which one economist referred to Somalia as being. I mean, these are dangerous parts, and how we think that we can casually embrace refugees from these failed states really puts us at risk, doesn't it?
Yes. In fact, I was at a presentation by a government reporter for the New York Times last week here in Sanibel. And he was talking about this issue that you're raising, Bill. And we talked about the vetting process. And what he failed to say to the audience is that in order to properly vet someone to come into the United States with a visa, you need to have cooperation of the government to make sure we get the criminal records or any issues. And with the countries that Mr. Trump has basically put off limits, there's no way we can get any information. You cannot get information from Syria because they are an adversary of the United States.
Right.
And so these nation states that are not providing any information, we are supposed to take these people into this country without any evidence of who they are and what their intentions are. And that's crazy. It's opening the door to allow terrorists to come in and kill us.
Right. And, the thing is, our State Department, under President Obama, said, look, it takes, it takes 3+ years to vet these people. Well, we started hearing about this last February. And meanwhile, before the end of the year last year, we had thousands of refugees come into the country. And you go, well, what happened to the 3-year scrutiny that they were supposed to go through? Nobody asked that question. That's just kind of fallen on deaf ears. But this is the stuff that reasonable mainstream Americans ask. They go, wait a minute, we're doing the math here. Even under Common Core, February of 2016 to November of 2016 doesn't equal 3 years.
Right. And speaking of that, when you hear the people talk about the refugees coming in and with no papers.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's focused on the Muslim population that's being rejected because of the state of the government they're in. But Bill, nobody's talking about the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of refugees coming across the southern border with no paperwork.
Nothing. Exactly. Right. Well,
no
that's
vetting. They just walk across the border.
Yeah, exactly. And that's roughly, according to the last statistics I was looking at, that represents about 40% of, those are illegal immigrants, and some take exception. Believe me, being Hispanic, I get hit from all kinds of angles. Why are you saying that? They're undocumented. Well, they've broken the law. And the thing is what you're failing to appreciate here is that, our immigration policies are set up to where it's win-win for everybody. Win-win for the country in which they depart. Win-win for them coming in. Win-win for this country. And what's happening right now is all that's compromised because you have let go of the rule of law. And what you have done, you've introduced an underclass. And now these people are coming in thinking, oh, I'm coming to America. Well, you come to America, you're illegal. Now you're going to be taken advantage of. You're going to be underpaid. You're going to be abused. And then somehow we're supposed to feel okay. Somehow, because of all this and the system that is promoted and created by, dare I say, mostly Democrats, because that's who I get pounded by, you were absolutely devastating your own people in this process, and somehow you think that everybody else should pay for it because you're promoting and extending this whole idiocy. This is not win-win. I mean, last week, Dan, we had a couple of highlights on the Gosnell case. Well, what people fail to recall, what really busted this thing wide open, not only was the pill pushing he was doing, but they found out somebody was murdered there in his clinic in Pennsylvania. The person that was murdered was a refugee. And she felt, and her family felt, like they could not risk bringing the government in because they didn't matter as much. They were less than, and her life didn't matter. This gal was murdered in that clinic. She died, and nobody knew about it for over 2 years.
Right.
And this is the kind of stuff that happens. So how does that protect immigrants? How does that protect refugees when you have these subcultures that come in? And there's a lot more to this, and I thought you were also going to bring up the fact that a lot of the people that are mostly persecuted in the Middle East right now in some of these regions are Christians. What happened to the Christians? That's a whole other conversation. We come back. I want to break that down a little bit, if you'll put up with me just a little bit longer on this topic, okay?
Always.
All right. Dan Perkins is with us. The conversation continues. Let us know your thoughts. You can drop me an email or get involved at bmartinezlive.com. Chime in. Your voice counts. It is critical to the process and the debate. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Let freedom ring. Let the wonder sing. Let the whole world know that today is the day of reckoning.
At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
Let freedom ring.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, coming at you 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. This is Bill Martinez, 20 minutes after the top of the hour. I was so grateful to have David French on earlier with National Review, really separating the hysteria from facts and laying the situation on. There was Dr. Quanta Ahmed, who was in Honor Diary. She's a British physician and a Muslim. And she grew up in Saudi Arabia, so she's lived under Sharia, came to the United States in order to freely practice her religion and to enjoy one of our First Amendment rights, the freedom of religion. And she's quite critical of those Muslims who would come to America and insist on being under Sharia law versus the U.S. Constitution, because she says it is Sharia law that makes way for the persecution of minorities, honor violence and killings. It is most incredible. And you talk about the victimization of women under Sharia law. It is anti-American on many levels. But this is the kind of things that are, coming into the country that we need to understand what is going on, in some communities around this country where we have enclaves and no-go zones that have been set up that are antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Well, how much of that can you stand? Now, Donald Trump is saying, look, I think we're better off, and I agree with this, and we've been saying this for quite a while. You know, to move people, Dan Perkins, to move people thousands of miles away from their homeland, to bring them into a country they're really not interested in being in, we're calling time out for them and trying to protect them. Are we better off creating a safe zone for them in their own country than bringing them here thousands of miles away where they're taken away from their culture, their neighbors, what they know best, and bring them into this country and introduce them to a whole new culture? Or are they better off if we can deal with their issues in closer to their homeland? And I would think that we're better off in dealing with the problem closer to their homeland than thousands of miles away.
I agree. And I would say to you the only exception I would have in what you said is that if America were truly taking these people in and assimilating them into our culture,
yes,
then you might have something to say there. But clearly we look at our own example, our own country, and probably over the last 20 to 25 years, we no longer require assimilation. We don't require people to learn the language, the culture, the laws. They don't do that. And so when we have these people from all over the world that are coming into the United States, as you said, foreigners who don't speak the language, they don't understand the laws. Let me give you a real quick example, because I know you want to go to NAFTA, and I do too. Mm-hmm. I was back in Columbus, my hometown, for Christmas. And my nephew said to us, look, we have the second largest population of Somalians in the United States, in Columbus, Ohio. They don't pay attention to the traffic lights.
Mm-hmm.
So for your own safety, when the light turns green, wait 5 seconds before you go through the intersection, because you get hit on the side because of a Somalian who decides to run the red light. Mm-hmm. Total disrespect for our laws. And so I'm looking at it and saying, how can we have a country that it no longer requires assimilation? How can we succeed as a nation if we don't have assimilation in our culture? We're going to break ourselves apart. And you're right. So the best thing for these people, for their culture, for their heritage, and for their language, is to keep them as close as the proximity as to where they can.
To their homeland.
To the Christians. Yeah. The Christians is another whole abomination that the president would rather bring in Muslims rather than the Christians who are being physically persecuted and murdered. I just speak about President Obama.
Right. So, well, the whole process was geared for Muslims and by Muslims. It didn't accommodate Christians. This is why you have such a small percentage of Christians coming in, because they have to come through UN camps, and the UN camps are controlled by Muslims. So, this works against the process. So the people that are being wiped out, you know, you talk about in the Nineveh Plains, which you had, a lot of Christians, they're all but vapored. I mean, there's just a small number. I mean, we're talking maybe a couple of 100,000, which at one point was 1.3 million people. And you go, well, what happened to them? Well, they're scattered all over the place. Some are still trying to exist up in the hills under meager circumstances there. This is why we've been supporting the Assyrian Christians, but other Christians throughout the area that have been devastated, and they're just trying to survive right now, Dan, and they're looking to America or to leaders of the world to see what they can do, and meanwhile, they're just being pounded.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, that's a whole other issue. Yeah, let's talk about NAFTA. The president's has made it clear said, okay, we're out of here.
Bill, we have a $60 billion trade deficit with Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
The United States has had a trade deficit since 1975. Since 1975, we have never had a trade surplus in this country. We are shipping, over that 41 years, we are shipping millions of jobs and thousands of companies out of our country to foreign markets.
Exactly.
And when we've got a $60 billion trade deficit with Mexico, and Mr. Trump wants to try and do something about that, stop the bleeding, and especially stop bleeding in the middle class. I support what he's trying to do, and I think that here I use this illustration to talk about NAFTA. You walk into a room, and there are three signs: United States, Canada, and Mexico. And in front of each of those signs are the three leaders of those countries. Bill, I ask you, which one is the 900-pound gorilla? The President of the United States. And what we have done for the last 40 years, even though we are the 900-pound gorilla, we've said to the world, and in this case in Mexico and Canada, you can take advantage of us, it's okay. And what Trump is saying, no, it's not okay any longer. Too many middle-class jobs have been lost. Bill, we have one in five households. 20%, one in five households in this country have nobody working in the household. Nobody. 20% of the households have nobody working. And when you've got a $60 billion trade deficit, this discussion about the wall is not really about the wall, Bill. It's a discussion about NAFTA and how we're going to start bringing jobs and preserving what we have and trying building what we can do within the United States. And as you see these companies decided to come back to the United States or come into the United States, the Alibaba people, they said if Trump had not been elected, we wouldn't be coming to the United
exactly.
States.
Exactly. Right.
Com, same thing. So that the idea of a president who wants fairness and better taxes rates for the corporations to create jobs, to put millions of people back to work, is an environment where you're going to see more and more companies from around the world, because of the socialist nature around the world, want to come to a free market, a true free market like the United States, and we are going to negotiate the trade deals. And Canada and Mexico realize that we are the gorilla because we don't necessarily need to do business with them, and they're going to have to change. We're not going to change. They have to change.
Well, the problem is that it was our creation. I mean, back then when we started NAFTA, there was room, and you could say, okay, we're going to give you a hand up, but at some point this has to be a win-win proposition. But nobody ever followed up on it, and now you got Donald Trump going, this is ridiculous. It can't operate this way. So hey, look, we got to be thankful for this. I'm telling you, more ways than one. Dan Perkins, thank you for being with us.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
Show the mercy shown to you. Gifts of kindness to renew. Love from heart sincere and true.
Bill Martinez, live.
And we're committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because it is that significant and important. You know, in wrapping up this conversation with Dan Perkins just a moment ago regarding NAFTA, if you look at that, what you begin to see is a pattern of American consciousness of enabling. I mean, we've done this on all levels. We've enabled countries. We've enabled our own citizens. This is the thing that we need to get control of and really appreciate what we have done in misserving people. You know, we want to help them. But when you help them to the point that it cripples them and enables them, it really compromises what you're trying to do. What NAFTA is all about is a partnership. Well, in partnership arrangements, last time I checked and the way I was raised, it was about having situations that are win-win so that where everybody benefits, but where somebody is constantly carrying the day and there's nothing coming back, you know, there should be that symbiotic relationship that takes place. That's when we all benefit. And, and this is where, some people have talked about in terms of globalism, the potential good of what it could mean. Well, the potential good is when we're all working together and watching, you know, concerned about each other's interests as much as we can be within the confines of our own culture and our own perspectives. I think there needs to be some balance here. And, you know, people are upset because, you know, there is a movement and there is a reckoning of these imbalances and these entitlement issues that have run rampant on every area. Now, we want to talk about energy. The White House webpage on climate change was one of the first things to go after Donald Trump was sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. It was replaced with President Trump's new American First Energy Plan. Now, the plan states for too long we've been held back by burdensome regulations on our energy industry. President Trump is committed to eliminating harmful and unnecessary policies such as the Climate Action Plan and the Waters of the U.S. rule. Lifting these restrictions will greatly help American workers, increasing wages by more than $30 billion over the next 7 years. Now, this is a stark contrast from the Obama administration, which implemented more than 4,000 regulations over 8 years. I mean, this was just a massive overreach, and the clear results is what we're living with and what we've experienced. When at a time when the first time in our lifetimes we could truly be energy independent, it was this administration. The former administration was doing everything they can to keep us shackled and reliant on Middle East oil. Craig Richardson is with us right now, Executive Director of Energy and Environment Legal Institute. He's a seasoned professional with more than 25 years of experience. Craig, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, Bill. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, let's reason together here. Trump's America's First Energy Plan. What is your understanding?
Well, I don't think it should surprise anybody that he's come in and done what he's done, and because he put energy at on the jobs as the core of his campaign. And he clearly saw that, as you pointed out in your setup, that at least the last 8 years, and I would go longer than that, there has been an effort to essentially shut down any domestic energy production in this country under the guise of saving the environment and saving the world, by, quite honestly, some of our early work in terms of Freedom of Information Act showed that when the Obama administration came in this very same time period 8 years ago, they had that plan in place that was written by the environmentalists that was going to essentially keep it in the ground, as they like to say.
Right. Well, you referred to this group as the Green Mafia the last time we talked, Craig, and, you know, which, you know, I thought really brought it, you know, brought the point to bear here, and that is that this was a movement that has controlled, you know, policy, particularly in this last administration. It's had influence, but growing influence, but it definitely, they were able to establish a stranglehold over these last two administrations.
Yeah, and I think that there might be some sympathy if people thought, yeah, well, what they're doing is saving, you know, cleaning the environment, making sure we have clean air. But then when you scratch the surface and realize that, you know, groups like the Sierra Club are really just a mercenary force for their big benefactors, which happen to include the Rockefellers, who've been playing around with this stuff for 100 years, and the Steyers of the world, and Soros, who essentially saw this as an opportunity to deflate traditional energy sources, destroy the coal industry, and prop up green energy technology, of which they happen to be big players, Al Gore being another number. So they were playing around with the markets. And there's also a philosophy within these billionaires that they believe in centralized control, centralized power. And quite honestly, some of them don't think there's too many humans in the world. So it's a scary confluence of forces, none of which has anything to do with ensuring clean air or clean water.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about elites to a whole other level. I mean, that's what this is all about. You know, the minions of America, we the people, you know, the little folk here, have, you know, they're just irresponsible. You know, they're breeding like rabbits, and the planet just cannot sustain they're breeding. And so if we, cut back a little bit here, a little bit there, no big whoop, you know, we're saving the planet. And meanwhile, it's all a self-servance. I mean, what they've been able to work out is most incredible when you think about it, Craig. I mean, they've been able to, you know, get the people's money to work against them to, you know, basically annihilate them, I guess, in a soft sort of way. But, I mean, it's pretty diabolical. and they're getting us, and they're getting us, you know, to pay for it all.
Yeah, and this is a system that they've put in place, and I referenced the Rockefellers. I mean, the Rockefellers created the art of using social movements as a way not only to make themselves extraordinarily wealthy beyond means, beyond even comparison, but also in social engineering. And it's not just in energy, but it's been in health and education and in everything else that touches us. I do think that we're seeing a great awakening. I think the Trump movement or Brexit in Europe and England, I mean, this was the people who are finally waking up to things that just aren't, you know, things just aren't as they seem, right? I mean, it's not, and I think the best part of all of that has been this understanding that, you know, the real purveyors of fake news are actually the corporate media that, that people have relied on for so long. And I think that, you know, that emperor no longer has any clothes. So it's going to be a difficult time period, though. We're already seeing the blowback. We're already seeing the power and the reach that these people have. Soros has funded a lot of these marches. I think I'd read it. He'd funded up to 50 of the groups that showed up in Washington the day after the inauguration. So they're not going to go quietly, peacefully, and it's going to be a tumultuous time. But this president's come in with the backing of the American workers, primarily, ironically, a traditional Democratic base. And he's promised them jobs, and he got in there on the first day.
Yes.
But he said he pulled the climate change stuff off the website, and then a couple of days later, he did the Keystone and the Dakota pipelines executive orders, which not only are going to be great American jobs, they're going to increase our domestic productivity. And he also said that the steel for the pipes have got to be U.S. steel.
U.S. steel, exactly. Yeah, and he tells Boeing $4 billion for, the presidential plane is too much money. Go back to the drawing board. That's kind of a novel concept. You know, Craig, you bring up some excellent points here. And, but the important thing is, for people to understand, yes, your vote counted. Yes, it has made a difference so far. But the fight has just begun. You cannot put your heels on the desk and think that, oh, well, I'll let Trump do it and let the chips fall where they're going to fall. Because if we do that, then we're going to be back where we're thinking, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders one more time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they in particular have to keep the feet to the fire of the fake news media. I mean, they have to. People have to weigh in on that.
Right, and the best way to do that is to stay informed. Craig Richardson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Craig.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo & Company. No Barriers Warriors and Wells Fargo are seeking veterans with disabilities for the 2017 Warriors to Summits Expedition. This epic journey is designed to provide rigorous mental and physical challenges that help veterans reflect on their past, recognize their present, and develop a vision for their future. 4 years ago, Wells Fargo expanded its commitment to helping military service members, veterans, and military families by sponsoring the initial Warriors to Summits expedition to Mount Whitney, the highest summit in the United States. In the years since the expedition, Warriors to Summits has continued to change lives of veterans with disabilities. John Toth, No Barriers Warriors Program Director.
It's truly an exciting opportunity for us to introduce a new group of veterans to the No Barriers life and lead them on a transformative journey through Colorado, Wyoming, Alaska, and beyond.
To apply or nominate a veteran for the expedition, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications and nominations will be accepted through March 5th, 2017.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hooray for Hollywood, that phony super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah with their bazookas to get their names up in lights. Hooray for Hollywood.
This is Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, that's back in the days when you could say Chillicothe. Have you ever been there, Bob? Bob Walaszewski,
no,
ever been there?
I haven't.
I think we need to do a journey there. I mean, Scott will lead the way. Go ahead
and do an interview from there. Where were you?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think so.
Remote.
Right. Yeah, like in the old days, you know, where we used to do that. That could be a lot of fun. And that was actually back in the days when you could say hooray for Hollywood. You know, nowadays it's,
Actually today, hooray for Hollywood. I'm looking
yes.
at the top 10 films in the nation,
mm-hmm.
and six of them, I kind of give a big hooray.
They're worthy of hooray, are they?
Yeah, and so, you know, and every once in a while Hollywood does that, and I would so much rather. I mean, I do not like to come to the microphone and just rag on Hollywood. Sometimes you have to do it because Hollywood is not a friend of families. I mean, they just try to make money, but in their course of trying to make money this year, starting 2017, they're actually giving us some fairly family friendly. And what's nice is that people are responding. They're buying tickets and going to the theater. And I hope Hollywood someday will get the message that PG-13s outperform R-rated films as a general rule. Something
exactly.
Like 3-1.
Well, you know, I started to say, Bob, that maybe Hollywood is starting to wake up. Because they are, you know, hey, look, if you're in the business of greed and you do that, what you get rewarded for, and the people's money is counting, and this is what we need to do is encourage the audience that, look, when you get movies like this and you can support, you know, family-friendly movies, by all means do this because it makes a big statement. You know, and I think for a while there, the general public was thinking their opinion didn't count, whether it had to do with elections or anything political or anything within the culture, but the fact of the matter is that your opinion really does count, and you can counterbalance some of this insanity that's been flying around, you know?
Well, even though Hollywood is getting the message to a certain degree, there's still films coming out where I scratch my head and go, what were they thinking? I think of Peter Berg's
most recent Patriots Day. He gave us a hard R with over 150 certain harsh profanities that begin with the letter F, as well as the carnage after the bombing was a bit brutal. And as such, it just didn't do all that well. And I have to think, if Peter Berg would have toned that movie down and given us a PG-13 version of the same storyline, highlight the same heroes, the same law enforcement officers, first responders that were there that were really heroic, I think people would have done, they would have shown up better. And right now in the top 10, we might have Patriots Day.
Right, exactly.
But
instead of being
so
number 11.
I actually wrote a blog about it. We haven't posted it yet. But I had a conservative friend of mine, he did a blog where he says, if people don't go to Patriots Day, they'll never, Hollywood's gonna quit doing conservative movies. And I took issue with him, not by name, I didn't call him out by name, but I took issue with the thought. I said, it's only conservative to a certain degree. You can't tell me that 150 F-bombs is a conservative movie.
Yeah. You know, you and I could make a ton of money, Bob, if we got the rights on these movies and had the right to be able to edit and take these and just take them to DVD. Say, give us the right. We're just going to make some, you know, a little, you know, a couple adjustments here. And you turn Patriots Day into a PG movie post, you know, their moment of celebrity and moment of excitement of putting it on the big screen. You know, you and I could make a ton of money just doing that if they would allow us to do that.
Well, and Hollywood does do these. I mean, on airplanes, although
or
personal seat by seat, where you do get the full, you know, R-rated version. But in those certain airplanes where they still have everybody close their windows and they have certain screens, we all watch the same film, they do give us still the edited version. Now, how come we can't then get the rights to that edited version for those who would prefer that anyways? I know. I've been harping on this subject for 20 years, and we haven't gotten there yet.
Well, it's their loss of money. I mean, you know, and the thing is that, it, you know, again, they're greed-oriented. We understand that kind of deal. It's like, look, if they can find a way to where they can materialize something here, you know, people do that, which they get rewarded for. But it's lost revenue along the way, you know, for the sake of, you know, what, creative license and creative integrity or whatever they want to hold to. But it's like, you know, if the movie houses truly own the product and have control of it, you know, like you say, you can put it on the airplanes and that. Why not set out a different version? I think it's found money for them. I think we just made them a ton of money, and they're not even going to send us a thank you card, Bob Olszewski.
I think they need to.
Let's talk about A Dog's Purpose, okay? Number two.
Exactly.
I know there was some controversy over it, and that video is sickening.
There were two controversies. In the faith community, there was the controversy of those that had seen the trailer. And, boy, I spoke to several of them last week, even DJs, who on the radio said, wait a minute, isn't this a thumbs-up reincarnation movie? I don't know. I don't think I want to go see this, you know, or have my listeners go see it. And it really isn't. It was more of a plot device. Yes, this dog dies and comes back to life multiple times, but there's not even a hint or an insinuation that it ever happens with a human being, which, think about it, that would be our issue.
You know,
are they trying to say that humans are reincarnated? They're not. Mm-hmm. Or even the hint that even happens with another dog or any other animal, there's not. It is almost like some fluke happened and it happened with this one dog.
Right. Well, it answers the question that you've been holding on to forever and about those other dogs that don't go to heaven.
All dogs go to heaven. That's a good idea. So I actually like this movie. You know, for some, they might want to bring a Kleenex.
Yes.
The other controversy that you're talking about was a TMZ video that showed up, and for listeners who may not have heard the controversy, and it looked like a handler was forcing the dog in, and the dog went underwater, and the PETA folks were just screaming bloody murder, like, isn't this so cruel? Boycott this film. You know, Dennis Quaid was in this film. He said, I was on the set day after day after day after day. There was no abuse of animals in this film. If there had been, I would have walked up. I'm going to take him at his word.
Yes.
The dog that was chosen for that particular scene, they say, loves the water. And earlier was jumping into the pool so often that their big problem was trying to keep him out of the pool, not get him into the pool.
Right. But that part anyway. Wasn't captured. Yeah. So,
No. TMZ didn't put that. You know, if they had, it would have, you know, been a different
balanced it out.
Anyhow.
Yeah. Yeah. God forbid.
Purpose, hidden figures. My goodness. Nominated since we talked last week.
Right.
Because we talk on Mondays, and then Tuesday was the nominations, and it was now nominated for Best Picture. It's a deserving film. It's got a great story. Not a perfect film, but, you know, hey, it's number 3 in the box office. And La La Land, also nominated for Best Picture, number 5.
14 so, nominations for Oscar, right? I mean, it's and this is the deal. I mean, in terms of some wholesome, a wholesome presentation on the big screen, when the people are responding.
Yeah.
For the most part.
And once again, these are 3 out of the top 5 where, if our listeners went to Plugged In and read our reviews, they would see 3s and 4s for these films. Mm-hmm. And then if you go in there, again, the top 7, I mentioned the whole top 10 were good. You got Sing at number 7,
exactly.
Rogue One, Star Wars at number 8, Monster Trucks number 9. You know, those are 3 more. But also give a nice rating from Plugged In. So again, you know, yay to Hollywood. Thank you, Hollywood. We do appreciate when you get it right. We don't mind even coming in front of microphones and telling our listeners that, hey, Hollywood got it right. You know, folks, if you're looking for something to go see, you got 6 picks out of 10. And then if you jump down to number 27, sadly, The Resurrection of Gavin Stone is still, and this will be its last weekend at the theater, and then it'll be gone. I mean, it made $2 million. That's not, chump change, but it's a disappointment for a lot of people, and especially the director, who happens to be a quote unquote friend of mine on Facebook. And I read something that he posted. He just said how he and his wife were just going through a terrible rough time because how disappointed they were with how the film did.
Yes.
And yet he was talking about how he still finds that he just believes that the Lord has got him. And he said, spiritually, I'm doing better than I think I've ever done in my life, but I'm still very disappointed, and who knows? I have a few ideas of maybe why The Resurrection of Gavin Stone didn't do very well. But I don't have the sum package. I still think that we all say we want faith-based films. We want something we could take the whole family. We got one this month, and the people didn't respond very well.
Well, it's still that's where the public comes in, and you not that you want to do you have to be faithful to yourself. It sounds like your friend on Facebook here, the producer, he's
the director.
Dallas
Jenkins.
Yeah. Okay. That at the end of the day, you look in the mirror and say, hey, did I do the best I can do? And you got to let God's will be done and His kingdom to come. And back to the drawing board. We'll see what happens. But I'm sure that's a tough situation. Now, we still didn't get a chance to talk about The Founder, and you had a couple quick passing comments last week on that.
Well, here's a story of not really the McDonald's per se, but the story of Ray Kroc. And what we come to find out is that he was unscrupulous. He had wandering eyes. He drank too much. Now, typically, a film that gives me my hero or anti-hero like...
We got about 10 seconds left, Bob.
Okay. I had to actually liken it because it was a cautionary tale about what not to do, which was
exactly
a surprise. So.
Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Robert.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Piedmont.